Now some news from the world of sports, and he requested that no video tribute be shown. However, he couldn't stop his image from being shown on the Jumbotron as the second quarter began, and that was all Boston Celtics fans needed to rise as one and give former Celtics superstar Isaiah Thomas a standing ovation at TD Garden last night. Thomas was back in Boston for the first time since the jaw-dropping trade that sent him to the Cleveland Cavaliers for fellow superstar Kyrie Irving, a trade that seems destined to benefit both teams. But Thomas had played only one game for the Cavs since undergoing hip surgery in the offseason. That game was Tuesday night against Portland, and Cleveland did not want Thomas back on the floor the very next night, this early into his recovery and comeback. That meant IT was a sideline observer for the accolades of appreciation he received from the fans and an observer for his former team's 102-88 win over Cleveland. With Thomas not on the court, all eyes shifted to the showdown between former teammates LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, who has been nothing short of spectacular since taking Thomas's place on the Celtics roster. But the best player last night was Boston's Terry Rozier, who came off the bench to score 20 points in 20 minutes. Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum each had 15. Al Horford had a fine night, 11 points and 9 rebounds. And the Celtics pulled away in the second half in a game that had more drama off the court, really, than on, with the love fest for Thomas. He hugged many of his former teammates after the game and even told reporters that he was, quote, good with Danny Ainge, the Celtics GM who pulled the trigger on the trade. That is a break from what IT has said previously about Ainge, remarking that he would never again speak to the former Celtics great due to the swap. But perhaps time and the wave of goodwill passing through the Garden last night helped reduce some of that bitterness. One thing you can bet on, the Celtics and Cavs will meet again later this season and could very well find themselves combatants in the playoffs for the Eastern Conference Championship. And if Thomas is playing in those games, it's highly unlikely the Celtics will dispatch the Cavs as easily as they did last night. To the NHL, and perhaps the New York Rangers were feeling the effects of a New Year's Day hangover, playing in their first game since defeating the Buffalo Sabres in overtime in the league's Outdoor Classic. The Rangers were back indoors in the familiar surroundings of Madison Square Garden, where they ran out of gas in the third period and suffered a 5-2 loss to the Chicago Blackhawks. The game was tied at 2 heading into the final frame when Patrick Sharp scored the eventual game winner for Chicago. Hawks tacked on 2 more to pull away for the win, while the Rangers could not get anything in the third period past Jeff Glass, who finished with 23 saves. Glass is an interesting story. He's a rookie who's 32 years old. He's played a lot of hockey outside the NHL, starting for 6 different teams in the Continental Hockey League, that's Continental with a K, and 3 in the American Hockey League before being called up by the Hawks to fill in for Corey Crawford, who's out with an injury. On the college ice sheet, the St. Michael's Purple Knights went to overtime in their first game of the new year against Wesleyan University last night, but the Cardinals scored with just over 90 seconds left to go in the extra frame when junior Chad Malinowski put home the game winner. Sophomore John Barry and freshman Brandon Mitchell scored for the Purple Knights. They are now 6-6-1 on the year. In women's college hockey, the fans in Northfield retreated to an ice hockey rarity, a natural hat trick, which is not just 3 goals scored by one player, but that same player scoring 3 goals right in a row. That's what Sophie McGovern did for the Norwich Cadets last night as the Cadets routed Trinity 7-1. The St. Michael's men's basketball team was hoping to build on its 3-game winning streak, and they took a lead into halftime against regionally ranked College of St. Rose in Albany last night, but the Golden Knights pulled away in the second half for a 96-83 win. Levi Holmes III has been having a career year for St. Mike's and last night reached a career high in points. He scored 31 in the losing effort. Senior Colin Ritchie also notched a career high with 18, but a 17-6 run by the Golden Knights to open the second half gave them a lead they would not hand back. Result not any better for the St. Michael's women. They also fell to their College of St. Rose counterparts, 73-54. Samantha Delaney, the only Purple Knight to score in double figures, she poured in 13 in the loss. Elsewhere in women's college hoops, UVM opened its first America East Conference game with a victory, topping UMass Lowell 63-55 on Tom Brennan Court last night. Before the game, senior Sidney Smith was honored for becoming the 21st Catamount in program history to surpass 1,000 points for her college career. Smith added 15 to that total in last night's game, and teammate Hannah Krimble poured in 16 as UVM improves to 4-10 overall, but they are undefeated so far in America East play with that victory. In New Hampshire, the Linden State Hornets scored a non-conference win over Plymouth State 67-58. Led by Michaela Hodge, she continues her great season. She recorded a double-double, 17 points and 10 rebounds as the Hornets improved to 6-4 with that win. The result not as good for the Linden State men. They fell to Plymouth State 91-73.